This week's episode of A Better Day will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of The Shining Wizards.
The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Alright, welcome to episode 798 of the Shining Wizards podcast. Tonight, Anakin Murphy joins us, fresh off of TOS and COS. Plus, we got the semifinals and finals of all sorts of tournaments. I'm fucking stroking out already, so fuck it. Let's get into some wrestling talk!
And talk about wrestling.
Brando!
Double Tony and some Kevin.
Oh, it gets better every week.
Baby J is very excited. Tony is back.
I'm excited. Tony's back.
Yes, am I. Great. I love the new intro. I'm a huge fan. You broke cancer, Kevin.
Don't fix him.
Oh, Jesus. He gone. We lost him.
Nah, he'll be back. He'll be okay.
Tony, it's nice to see you. It wasn't. I mean, it was funny, but Jesus, dude.
All right, come on. Lion face, lemon face. Let's go.
You're tickled.
Come on, bro. We got a show to do. What are you doing?
Right, my bad. Get it together.
Yeah, be professional. You know what else is.
You think HK is laughing, Baby J? No, he's corpsing.
You're not thinking there.
Well, it's nice to have Tony back. Tony, how are you?
Doing okay. It's been a couple weeks. Looking forward to doing some wrestling talk.
You got the fancy new laptop?
Yeah.
Look great. The picture is very clear.
I know. It's what an upgrade. What an upgrade. I was going back and forth. Should I buy a MacBook? Should I go back to PC? And yeah, I just stuck with the MacBook and here we are.
You feel good with that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm taking care of this one. I bought a cover for it. It's all decked out. Bought the bigger hard drive. Bought the bigger RAM. So we're good.
All right.
Yeah.
RAM that hard drive, buddy.
No, you don't want to do that.
Oh.
Ram it down?
No, you don't ram the hard drive. That's how you break the hard drive. Come on now.
Do you ramrod?
No. No.
Say Carm Ramrod.
Fuck no.
No. I do not ram or nor rod.
This is going to be a weird episode. I had a fucking nightmare of a weekend and a day. So there's that. Brundo, how are you? He was eating bread before, and I thought he had fucking allergies or he was sick.
I'm doing great. Had a great weekend. Ready to have some great fun talking wrestling. Had a great stroke just a couple of minutes ago. So, you know, good time.
You're doing okay, though. You look good.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Merry
Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, it's always Christmas. I love this fucking shirt.
I got a couple extra if you need a new one.
It's great. I wear this with my red shorts. I look like the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing down there, HK?
I'm good, man. I'm a lot better now. That's for sure. That laugh was just, I needed one of those and I got it. So yeah, I'm doing
fine.
Go ahead, Tony.
I don't know if I had a chance to ask, where'd you score the King of the Ring banner?
Oh, this one here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that, I probably got that 10 years ago off of eBay.
Is that a legit one? Like from the, mm-hmm. from the event?
Not from the event. No, not from the event. Yeah. Yeah. But it's still a WWE, WWF, you know, released gimmick. So, yeah.
No, it's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I, great news, hit a new low on the scale this morning. So I was pretty pumped about that. It's going to be one of these.
Good for you, man.
I'll see you guys later. That's, I'll go back here if you need me. Just gonna have a stroke.
Eat some cake first.
That's great. Good for you. Yeah, please. Can you have a fucking piece of cake now?
Hey, listen, motherfucker. I did.
Did you?
Yes. Yes. So they're at Rancho Loco, Carlos, his wife, makes Mexican cheesecake, right? So she made it fresh, brought a batch in. I bought a piece for my wife. I might have had an extra beer. And then I ate like side of it, and then I turned it sideways in the fridge, so it looked like nobody had any of it. And then Saturday we went to Rancho Loco for lunch, and we got her a full piece. So yeah, I over the course of the last 3 days, I have eaten one piece of Mexican cheesecake.
Like wow, you rebel!
It's like we don't even know you anymore. You canceled your Impact Plus finally, mm-hmm. and you're eating cake.
Yeah. I think I deserve cake at this point, man.
Look, man, I was trying to get you to eat fucking cake on your birthday. I thought you deserved cake a long time ago.
I appreciate that, Double T. I appreciate
you're doing
that.
A great job.
Yeah, working hard, man. Working hard. Results are getting there. I am actually only now I'm about exactly 10 pounds away from my goal. So yeah, over the course of the last 2 years, just crushed it. Crushed it.
Being the weight of a regular size midget.
You know, Double T. It's just.
I'm happy for you, HK. That's all you need.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Tony. I don't know. You know, other people do well, and it's like he's got to tear him down to make himself feel better.
I mean, I'm not laughing at you, bro. I got you.
I know you do, Tony. Yeah.
I see Brunda with a smirk, too, these guys.
I still want to know what's in a Mexican cheesecake.
A Mexican?
Yeah.
Some cheese?
It's a fucking problem.
Would it be a queso cake?
Oh, no, yeah, it was a cheesecake. Sure. It's a little bit more richer in flavor. Yeah. It's fantastic. Love it.
Tony, did you have any cake?
I don't know if I ever had a Richard cake. I don't know what that is.
Dick cake.
A little richer in flavor, not a little Richard in flavor. Wop, bop, and whoop.
Fucking Johnny B. Bad serves it to you. He fucking shoots you in the face with a bad blaster before he smites.
If he's serving it to me at Rancho Loco, you hit me in the face with a bad blaster anytime.
What
hey, what up, Alec Dina Poli? Dina Poli? Is that what we're doing tonight? On the Poli?
Dina. Do you know how much they wanted to talk to Mark Merrow? They want like, what do they want, Brando? Like $500?
I think it was $450 or $500 and something like that. Yeah.
for like a half an hour interview.
Yep.
Worth it.
You want to flip the bill?
I don't think it's worth it.
That's a lot of money to talk to somebody for 30 minutes.
And the rants and shit we get on with guests, it would be like we wouldn't even get into like half the shit probably for his career.
So how much, what is it, like $199 a minute for a sex line? $299 a minute?
Are those still things?
I don't think so, but I'm trying to get the balances. So a half hour, whatever it is, $299 or $199 a minute. What does that equate to, like Johnny B. Bad? Like, is he more than a sex line?
Yes.
I don't know.
That would be $900 an hour. So, yeah, I would say so.
$900 an hour?
Yes.
That's significantly more than your average attorney per hour. And that's somebody who's actually providing you with a service.
Now, what if Johnny B. would sex talk you?
Would he do it as Was he do it as Mark Maron or Johnny B. Bad?
Wild Man.
Yeah.
I think if you have to do it as Johnny B. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be all right. I think it's good.
I didn't hate the Wild Man, but yeah, he didn't talk like Johnny B. Bad.
What if it was like 10 minutes per? You got 10 minutes of Johnny, 10 minutes of Marvelous, and 10 minutes of Wild Man.
Are they all different rates?
No, all the same rate. You just got to go through the stages.
That would be tiresome. You'd probably have to keep them for 2 hours just to get through the first part.
No, it's only half an hour. It's 10 minutes. 10 minutes of character.
That's not enough time.
I'd rather pay Brundo $50 and have him do an impression of Johnny B. Bad for a half an hour.
I think we have our show for $800.
Oh boy, Handjob Kyle says does Sable come with no Handjob because she fucking ruins everything. All right, that's why.
She's also with the Beast.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not in this fairy tale that we've created.
I like True Prince of Prose question. Anybody we'd be willing to pay to talk?
I mean,
San Martino.
How? Beyond the grave?
Yeah, there you go. That's worth the money.
Yeah, a long time ago, we got a liner from Bruno.
Wow.
We sure did.
A whole bunch of people. I would pay for Bret Hart if I could talk to Bret Hart.
Why? Because you want to fucking give him money to bitch about Goldberg for half an hour?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because misery loves company? Is that why, Double T?
I'm not miserable. Well, Bret Hart's my guy. I love him.
You know, Kevin might be onto something.
I'm not miserable.
I don't think there's anybody I would pay that much. I mean, Hulkster. I'd pay that much for Hulkster.
Yeah.
What about Dick Flair?
No. No.
I don't think you get anything worthwhile out of Flair.
You get Bobby Spears and fucking, I don't know, probably taken off YouTube.
I think Bobby'd be one that would be worth it. If you get Bobby Heenan right now.
I was going to say Bobby Lashley.
You meant Bobby Backlund.
Yeah.
No offense. Yeah. I like Bobby B. He's not getting 500.
No, and he's not going to provide an amazing interview either.
No.
We know what he is, right?
Now, if you told me Pedro Morales for 500, that's a possibility.
Okay.
I'm really not trying to pick on Bobby B. I know there was a time and a place when he was the top of the heap in the WWF, right? And his heel run when he came back in the 90s is fantastic. But like 83, 84 Bob Backlund is fucking awful. It's so bad. I've been watching it so much. Your world champion is going to lead a bunch of children in calisthenics. That's how you're pumping up the world champion on your fucking TV show? Stop.
At least it's not fucking Buck.
Buck's not the world champion of the AEWA, though. This is the world champion of the biggest promotion in the Northeast in the early 80s. on the tails of Bruno, who was the champion for fucking ever.
Right. They got to recycle. They got to bring in a new crowd again. Got to bring in a new young crop. Fans that can be forever fans.
You know, Bobby B did not. I don't think he created forever fans. I'm sorry.
I think he did.
I don't think he did, man.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, but I don't think HK was a Bobby B fan in 83. I think he was a Bobby B fan in like 93.
I don't think that's he was true. A Bobby B fan or a fan of anybody in 83.
Accurate. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't born yet. 84?
Nah. 85.
Oof. Goodness gravy. Tony was in like middle school then.
Yeah, that's cool.
85? Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm old, dude.
You look young.
I you get do. That a lot. I
you
really
look like you're full of energy, life and energy.
You know why I'm full of life and energy?
Moisturize?
No. Because I'm a fan of tournaments, and by God, we got tournaments galore in wrestling these days.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
And some of them aren't even tournaments. Some of them are just like gauntlets, which is, sort. Let's be honest, a variation of a tournament. Somebody's got to win multiple matches to achieve something, right? I mean, and it's spanning all of like the major wrestling promotions now. What a time to be a wrestling fan and be a fan of tournaments.
Ugh. No,
I mean, I leave it open ended. We can go pretty much anywhere at this point, but I mean, you got Caleb Conley and JCW running a gauntlet. You got five tournaments going on in AEW. You got two tournaments going on in WWE. I don't know. Does MLW have a tournament going on?
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Cup. It hasn't started yet.
Okay, but it's on right, the Opera
Cup on the horizon.
Yeah, the G1 is coming.
The G1.
Yeah. The best didn't of Super Juniors just
yeah,
finished.
Didn't we just have? Yeah.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
NXT has a speed tournament every month.
Wait, that's a monthly thing?
It feels like it at some point or another. They have a speed tournament for either the men's or the women. They just finished one a couple weeks ago.
I got to start watching NXT.
No, you don't.
I don't know. Tournaments, bro.
Is it on the actual NXT? I thought speed was like a Twitter thing.
No, it was so good they moved it to NXT.
Yes.
We can't leave this to die on YouTube. We need to actually find a home for this, and they put it on as part of NXT programming. Come on, that's cool. 3 minutes, you got to beat the champ. That beats the pants off of the 605 TV title rule in the NWA, doesn't it? Not saying that's a bad thing, but 3 minutes.
Three minutes is not enough, is it?
You can get a lot of shit done in 3 minutes. Come on. When we were kids, all the matches on TV were like 3 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah.
They were all squash matches.
Well, then the speed champion needs to be good enough to squash everyone. And I think that they have a good crop of speed champions at this point.
Well, Lexus King sucks.
Wait a second.
Who sucks? Who sucks?
Lexus King is their speed champion right now.
He still has amazing hair. He's got the title. What do you want, dude?
Somebody better.
5 minutes?
Well, when somebody beats him, then there'll be somebody better.
I think the title matches are 5 minutes.
No, that's not true. I think they're 3-minute matches.
They've had 5-minute title matches.
Oh, well, is that speed 2 cruise control? Like, yeah. What are we doing? Look, I'm all for it. If they're having tournaments for 4 different belts now on NXT, let more power to them.
Didn't they just get rid of a belt? Like, they didn't even, like...
The Heritage Cup, yeah. The Heritage Cup got quietly goodbye.
See, that's disappointing because I saw Noam Dar is back in the news. So, you know, that would have been right up his alley.
I fucking hate that thing.
What, the cup?
Yeah.
It reminds me of like the old six-man belts in World Class. They weren't belts. You carried around the trophy. I think there was another promotion that even used
ROH did that.
Yeah.
ROH, their original tag, they didn't have tag belts. They have a tag trophy.
Why not? Trophies rule. No, and it gives something for the bad guys to break to further stories.
There's only one cup that I've ever cared for. And it was the the Duchess of what the
Queens,
fuck was the
Duchess of Queensberry.
Thank you, Brundlefly.
And it got peed on or in.
Aww.
Jericho. Not... I think or no, that was his tea peed in.
Ric Flair and Regal fought for it. Best of 5 series. Are we thinking of the same thing?
No, I'm thinking of later. I think they had Duchess of Queensberry matches. Okay. Him and Jericho.
Okay.
Is it a cup or a chalice?
Well, a chalice is kind of a cup, but a cup is also can be a trophy. you know, like Lord Stanley's cup.
So can a chalice be a trophy?
I think it can be.
So then there you go.
Yeah.
They're all kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
Trooper's a pro. He's full of knowledge tonight. Non-title speed match is 3 minutes. Speed title matches are 5. They recently did a three-way speed title match that was 7 minutes.
Nice.
7 minute speed match.
See, if you're adding like an extra person for a title match, wouldn't you just want to add like a minute and a half or I don't know. Yeah, I guess 7 works, right?
Yeah.
If they were elimination, even better, you know?
I think Alexis King is kind of, or no, Noam Dar is kind of, you know, in the speed picture. I know his little buddy Romeo, whatever his fucking last name is.
So the William Regal Ric Flair gimmick, that was the Marquis of Queensberry.
Oh, Romeo Moreno?
Yes, there you go.
So they're both in. They're both on the hunt for Alexis King and his speed title.
Yeah, yeah. Moreno won the last tournament.
Oh, so he gets the challenge next?
He just lost to him, I think, not last week, the week before.
Well, because I mean, Lexus is that good, man.
Well, we got a guest ready to go here.
Let's do it. We'll get back to our speed title talk because I want to ask you guys if you know who the first speed champion was.
Nope.
Anakin, how are you?
Hello, I'm okay. How are y'all?
Good. You survived the weekend?
I did.
Another victory over John Wayne Murdoch.
Yeah.
Going out for a nice leisurely stroll?
Yeah, I'm just kind of walking around like the neighborhood that I live in Chicago.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. I know you had a busy weekend. Last week you were here in Jersey, Tournament of Survival, Cage of Death. You did it all. You look great. You look like you cleaned up pretty well after the last couple weeks, man.
Yeah, I have like these marks on my head. That's about all I have like on my face. My arms are still kind of like scarred up, but it is what it is.
You've been doing this for a couple of years now, and you're a fairly young fella. Like, why the death matches?
So yeah, I've been wrestling for 7 years.
Oh, he went dark.
I wonder if he phone call maybe or
we lose you, Anakin.
Anakin, do we lose you?
What the hell?
Steve!
Whoopsie. My bad. So yeah, I've been wrestling for 7 years, and I've only been doing death matches for like a year and a half, 2 years. And I think it works like for me and the Death Wish character to do death matches.
What made you
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was going to say, what kind of made you jump into it? Is there somebody specific that you were kind of influenced by that you wanted to do it?
Yeah. I mean, he's a sour name right now, but Matt Tremont was like my main influence to start doing death matches. Like I always watched highlight videos of him, but not just him, like John Wayne Murdoch was a big inspiration. Seeing him like do death matches on the indies like in person was sick. Drew Parker and Atticus Coger are also like modern day inspirations I had like coming into wrestling. So I feel like those four were like my big influences and like people like specifically that I would watch and be like, man, like I'm connected with these wrestlers, I'm drawn to these wrestlers. So this is something I'd like to do.
You mentioned Drew Parker, and I know your work from GCW, but I don't know all of your work. Drew Parker does the fucking dart through the mouth. Do you put anything through your fucking mouth, and how much does that hurt?
I've never had anything shoved through my mouth. I imagine one day if I wrestle Drew Parker, it'll happen. I can't really say how much it hurts because I've never had something like that. And like my pain tolerance is different from a lot of other people's. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'll probably happen. And then I'll let you know how bad it hurts from there.
2 years into the death matches, is there anything you've said no to in terms of death match weapons or spots or anything of that nature?
Fire. Fire is the only thing that I won't do, because unless it's with Nathan Mowry, he's the only person I've seen just perfect it. Fire is so unpredictable, and it's something that like burns freak me out. So fire is the only thing that I have said no to, and said that like I think like I've told people like I'll do anything but fire. I'm not fucking with fire.
Well, that begs the question. My wife, Molly, asked me to ask you. You said you'd do anything. Needle to the dick, is that going to be off limits, or is that still, that's okay?
What is off limits?
Needle to the dick.
Yeah, I don't think it's off limits. I don't think it's off limits. I don't think it's off limits.
Huh. Surprising. I would go off limits, because it's off limits for me.
No, I get it.
Like I did in XPW a couple of years ago, didn't he?
Oh, needle in the dick? I thought you said the neck. No needle in the dick for me. I thought you meant neck. Like I've seen people do needles like through like the skin of your neck. Nope. And I was like, oh, okay, that wouldn't be that bad. No, okay. In the dick, no, I'm good, dude. I'm good.
Yeah, but in the neck, you could hit an artery or something, right?
I feel like there's some skin that would be, and if the needle is thin, I feel like it would be okay.
You got some skin on your dick, though, too, right?
Ah.
Yeah, well, fuck that. that will not happen.
The needle in the neck is horrifying.
Yeah, no. It just freaks me out.
Yeah. I've watched a lot of death matches, and usually when they bring out the needles or whatnot, whether they're putting it through the cheeks, or I've seen Ciclope do the eyelids and stuff, I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about eyelids either. I think I'm good on that. Yeah.
That's like, is there any place you want to go to, you know, like whether it's Big Japan or Zona 30 or Zona 23 or whatever you want to do some death matches in?
I'd like, I mean, obviously I think everybody, every death match wrestler wants to go to Japan. I am not really particular about the promotion within Japan. I think just doing anything in Japan is also just sick. Zona looks a little too wild for my liking. I feel like I just won't gel well there. It looks cool. I like watching it, but like it doesn't look like I would like doing it, if I'm being honest. But I also really want to go to Europe. I really want to go to England. I really want to go to Australia, not just for death matches, because like I think people just see the death matches. I maybe do death matches every once in a while. It is not the bulk of what I do. And I would like to like go to Europe and really wrestle in England and Germany and Australia. Like those have been the three big countries I've always wanted to wrestle in, because the crowds there are so electric and they're so like alive from every video that I've ever watched. So those are like the main three countries that I do want to go to. But obviously, yeah, like Japan is a lot of wrestlers' dreams. And I don't think it's really my dream, but it's definitely somewhere that I would like to go.
Recently on the GCW shows in the last couple months, outside the deathmatch stuff, you've been getting a lot of traction with Unsigned and Don't Care. You and Gary J have been tearing it up. Tell us a little bit about that tag team.
I mean, Gary is my trainer. Like, man, him and I, well, I had really shitty trainers at the start, and Gary kind of took me under his wing in 2021, and we've been, like, inseparable ever since, like tag team, car rides, like just us in general. Like people call me a little Gary J, and sometimes that's endearing, and then sometimes I want to be like my own person. So Gary is one of my best friends, and He's somebody that I love tagging with, and is, I think our chemistry has been there ever since we really started to, like, you know each other. So I feel like people could see that and gravitate towards that, which is pretty cool.
Could you pull off the Gary J beard?
No, I don't like facial hair, like, at all on me. So maybe whenever I'm older, but right now, no.
Also, with that, I understand the fire thing with that head of hair you have. I wouldn't let anyone near my fucking head with that. With fire? Yeah. Like, you can't be burning up your hair. Come on now.
Right.
What's on the horizon for you, Anakin? Like, we're doing the deathmatch stuff. We're doing tag team stuff. You just talked about Europe, Japan. Like, what is your, if you had to pick a goal for 2026, like, where do you see Anakin Murphy by the end of the year?
A goal would be to just stay consistent with GCW. Obviously, like, this upcoming weekend, I'm in Cincinnati, Indianapolis. It hasn't been announced yet, but next weekend I'll be in Los Angeles and Arizona. I'll be there in July. So being consistent with GCW is a big goal that I have for this year. Other goals, I'd really love to wrestle for Freelance Wrestling in Chicago before the year is over. GCW is all I've ever wanted in my career. Like, I've kind of settled on never getting signed ever since I started, because of my size and just because of the way I carry myself and the way I, like, the morals that I stand on. Like, there's not a lot of companies that I really want to, like, work for the rest of my life. And GCW is always a place that I have always wanted to go to and be a regular for. And I've done so much, in my opinion, I've done so much this year for GCW for myself to where, like, I want to keep that rolling. Like, I want to keep that ball rolling. I did not think at this point last year that I would be doing what I would be doing. So it's going to be crazy to see how it is, like, at this point next year.
Well, you talk about doing a lot of stuff with GCW, and it seems like lately you've been heavily involved in the deathmatch stuff. I know back in May, you'd had your deathmatch with John Wayne Murdoch. You were just in the tournament of Survival, the Cage of Survival. Like, going forward, are you looking to kind of maybe not do death matches? Is there someone in GCW that you have your sights set on, or a title you're looking to get your hands on?
Well, I think the Ultra Violent Championship is the championship that I would love to have. I think I am going to still do death matches. In my opinion, TOS did not go my way for a variety of reasons, not just because I lost, but there was a lot of shitty botches on my end. And a lot of things that kind of made, like, two other people kind of made that match kind of the weakest of that tournament, or made me the weakest person in that tournament, which I didn't like. I wanted TOS this past year to be, or I guess, you know, 2 weeks ago, to be my last death match. I wanted that to be like, okay, I don't have to do these as much anymore. But it didn't go my way, and it kind of reset my focus on a couple of things, and I reset my motivation towards a couple of things. So I'm going to be doing death matches for the foreseeable future until I feel like, okay, I'm done doing this. I can not put my body through hell anymore. I don't want to do that for the rest of my career, because I'll have a very short career. And I don't want to have a very long career, but I don't want to have a very short career either. I'll be doing death matches for a good bit.
I mean, you look at the Cage of Survival lineup that you were just in. Like, who's left? That's obviously Otis is the ultra violent champion, but, like, who's left for you to tangle with in the deathmatch community?
Bear Bronson is somebody I'd love to wrestle. I like to wrestle Jameson Shook in a singles deathmatch. We've had a singles regular match. I've wrestled him twice, but I would love to wrestle Danny Nemonto for a third time. In terms of people that I haven't wrestled, of course, like, Masashi Takeda is, like, the best. So I'd love to wrestle him. I think me and Sicko the Clown and Mr. Danger would be sick. So those are the names that off top of my head that I really want to get in there with and throw tubes at each other with.
How about Slade?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Slade. I think Slade and I would be sick. I think, like, on paper, like, Anakin Murphy versus Slade is a sick match.
Yeah.
We ask all the deathmatch guys, like, what is your least favorite foreign object or weapon that's been used? A lot of the guys say the glass, because it kind of gets stuck in them, and the skewers.
It's gonna sound, I'm not trying to sound tough. Not a lot of things I've taken and I went, oh, I'll never do that again. Really, anything with toys. Toys fucking suck. Toys, like, the worst bump I've ever taken was, like, on the vampire teeth, like, those plastic vampire teeth from Halloween. That fucking sucked. Like, I took, like, a bump into a dollhouse. That fucking sucked. Like, Legos suck. I would do them again, but toys hurt. I think I would rather pick glass out of me than be in a car ride after taking that fucking dollhouse again. Like, it sucks.
What you ever do the fucking fans get super creative. You ever do the weird, like, the board with all the cut up, like, fucking soda cans?
I've never taken that, so I can't really speak on that. I would, but I've never taken it yet.
Fuck that. That's horrifying. That shit scares me. You're not fucking afraid of, like, catching a fucking vein or something nasty?
I mean, yes, but that also just kind of comes with it. It's just something you can't really think about, because, like, I feel like in death matches, if you think, like, oh, I don't want to get fucked up, I don't want to get hurt, that's when you get hurt. So it's just something in your brain that you have to just kind of shut off and try to put away, or else, at least in my experience, you'll get fucked up. Like, anytime I went into a match one time and was like, I really don't want to get fucked up in this match, and I got fucked up in that match and had to miss, like, a whole weekend. So I just can't really think about it. There's definitely that fear, but it's a fear that you kind of accept and put away.
All right, I could dig that. Hey, I gotta ask Anakin, we ask all our guests this, when was the last time you shit your pants?
Probably when I was a child. I've never shit my pants in my adult life, so.
Not even close?
No, I mean, not really. Like, if I gotta go, I gotta go. I just go. So, it's probably since I was a kid. I can't even remember.
All right, I guess that's a good thing then.
Yeah.
Never. You ever been in the ring with somebody that shit their pants?
I have not. I've been on a show where someone has, but I've not been in the ring with somebody who has done that yet.
Is there, like, a unwritten protocol of when somebody shits in the ring? Like, they change the canvas out, or you know not to go in that spot, or?
Not on the show I was on. They just kind of rolled with it. So, none of my business. I didn't wrestle them, so.
Who do we have on the show that shit their pants in, like, the first 5 minutes of a 40-minute match?
Beastman. Yeah.
Beastman?
Yeah. 5 minutes into a 45-minute match.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Didn't go home early either.
Nope. Wore those yellow tights that day too.
Anakin, you've been around, right? GCW though, you said that's would you call that your home base now? Like, GCW is one of my favorite independents to watch. It's like it's like a Rodizio of wrestling. You get everything. You get the death matches. You get the technical matches. You get the comedy.
So I don't think GCW is, like, my home base. It's somewhere that I want to be every show. It's somewhere that I would like to call home, but I feel like people have asked me before, like, are you a GCW guy now, or do you feel like you're a GCW guy? And my answer is no. So I still don't feel like I belong there. I feel like if I'm a GCW guy, then Brett, the locker room, and the fans have to tell me I'm a GCW guy. And I can't really say that for myself. My home promotion is St. Louis Anarchy. It's always been St. Louis Anarchy. It probably always will be a St. Louis Anarchy. But in terms of, like, GCW, like, I would like to be, but it's not on me to really say that it is, if that makes sense.
Fair enough. We love it. We don't want to take up too much time. I know it's Monday nights are busy, and, you know, you just had a crazy weekend with fucking John Wayne Murdoch where you tore the house down. what do you have coming up this weekend? Where can the fans can follow you? Your social media has been going across the bottom of the screen, at Anakin Murphy across all forms of social media, prowrestlingtees.com/AnakinsMurphy. What does that say? I can't. Anakin, don't get old. My fucking eyes are shot. I can't read anything on this goddamn screen.
Jesus. If you search up Anakin Murphy on anything, I'll probably pop up except for TikTok. I don't use TikTok. But I have this weekend, Thursday, I have Second Wrestling in Chicago. I'm wrestling Nick Kotis. Friday, I'll be at GCW in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm wrestling Otis Koger. And then Saturday, I'll be at GCW Indianapolis, Indiana. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I'll be there. I'll be doing something.
Anakin, this has been a pleasure, man. We appreciate you. Anytime you want to come back on the show, shoot the shit, promote whatever you're up to. We'd love to have you back, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Good luck this weekend, and hopefully we talk in the future, Anakin.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Have a good night, man. Have a great night. Anakin Murphy. I wonder what happened to his video.
Maybe he saw how handsome we all were, and he felt a little out of place.
I could see that being the case.
You know, I mean, good guy. He's got his future's bright. He won't take a needle to the dick, so that's a plus.
Yeah, I was very surprised how nonchalant he was about needle to the dick at first.
I just don't understand the reasoning. Like, if he was like, oh, I see, like, the skin, like, there's some extra neck skin you can do it. That's right.
I mean, you could always call Mr. California for some advice about needles.
Could.
Maybe we could put him in touch. We got a contact for Mr. California.
I don't think we do.
I think he was on the deathmatch site for a while.
Of course he was. Of course he was. I mean, look, anybody in deathmatch, like, that's the place to be. The deathmatch, Elite 2.0?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I didn't even double T's on it.
Yeah, but I just read, like, all the it's all nonsense. It's always nonsense.
Exactly. It's a car crash.
All these people fighting, arguing about shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm happy, though? I'm happy Cruel actually got some work since the whole debacle went down.
Oh, no, you are not.
Oh, no. When I saw him come out for Caleb Conley, JCW, I'm like, all right. Somebody's smart enough to book this man.
Hold on, Tony. You watched JCW this week.
Yeah.
And you were.
Was it last week? I don't know. I wasn't here last week, but I'm pretty sure it was this past week.
It was this past week. Yeah. It was what, the Gimp and the Pimp?
Yep.
That was last week. Yeah. Watch that too.
You're all caught up.
Oh, yeah. I watched it last week. I just couldn't make the show. I mean, I would.
Talk to me then, Tony.
I got a lot of questions about Hocaine.
None of them are going to get answered on the Hocaine front. I'll tell you that right now. Bronson, are you over it already?
No, Father Bronson was amazing. That dude deserves every title opportunity that they could possibly throw at him.
He is trash.
At first, I thought he was just nervous, but like, I really think like that's genuinely the gimmick that he's going for with like that little warble in his voice.
Yeah, no, that part of it I get. Character work, I'm there, but in the ring, it's not there, Tony.
Oh no, look, he'll get there. Like, I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was good. He'll be great. Give him some time.
Okay.
They're throwing him in there with all the top JCW stars. They got high hopes.
Now, I have been as big a fan as any when it comes to Vito, right? Big Vito supporter over here. I kind of need him to calm it down on the promos though.
You know what? I'm in.
Nah, you can't be in. You listen to his promos?
Yeah, he's angry. Well,
his
he's
promo
got right to be angry.
How the fuck did you two motherfuckers fuck this fucking shit up? I ought to fucking beat you. You're supposed to fucking pay attention to him, and you motherfucker can't. And if I hear you fucking say one more fucking word about your fucking brother, like, no. Like,
he's a mob guy. That's how they talk.
No, you got to mix in a couple other words, though.
I mean, listen, he has.
Tony,
I mean,
would know.
Only every other word was the F word. I mean, they were sentences. They were constructed properly.
I'm just happy he's not fucking yelling about the Faygo juice anymore.
Oh, he still did.
Not as much.
I miss Ruffo and Yuffo and Buffo and all the ways he would butcher their names.
He's still tied up?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Violent J did all he could, and they told him go find the keys, so he left to go find the keys. I mean, that's a gentlemanly thing to do. They tell you, you got to get the keys. All right, I'll go get the keys.
Are we, like, officially, like, are we in Russo-rific? Like,
yes.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I love every minute of it. And by the way, nobody mentioned the Ring Rat video last week. Very disappointed in you guys. That shit was amazing.
Nah.
I love the Ring Rat.
Bro, the lyrics, the music, unbelievable.
I'm out on the rat.
I actually capped it and put it on my laptop, and I listened to it like pretty much like 3 times a day. Dude, swinging from dick to dick? That's such a fucking lyrical paradise.
Fucking
Julio wishes he had rhymes like that back in the fucking 90s.
He's like Robert fucking Frost over there.
Jesus Christ. It's like the genuine sequel to the Star Spangled Banner. That's how fucking good this fucking rhyme was.
Take it easy, Vito.
We got dissension between Yabo and Robbo. One of them's fucking robbing the merchandise truck.
Yeah.
Hocaine's mad at fucking J-Wow or a Big Al.
It's a Hocaine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame her. That's her man.
Are we still dealing with the, like, Vince Russo's making these calls and Violent J's making these calls and they're still, like, arguing with each other as to what? I thought we were past this.
No, they I mean, they're trying to make the company better. Everything they're doing is trying to make the company better. They'll eventually realize they'll work much more cohesively as a unit rather than trying to, like, snipe each other. It's more of like, can you top this? Like, who's going to do a better job? You know, Joe or Vince.
Don't worry. As soon as they start working together, somebody will turn on somebody.
Oh, EC3 and Jeeves are going to be like their next doppelbanger, like, to go against them.
Yeah, EC3's
going to take over.
I was going to ask you guys that too, because, like, EC3 had three matches this past week. When did he fall off? Because I remember him being pretty decent at one point. Where did he actually fall? Like, it's in ring though. Like, where did he just fall off in ring?
He had some sort of, like, severe medical illness a couple of years ago, but it seems like he came back from that. Like,
that's what you call the promotion. Right? You tried to start with Braun Strowman.
Control your narrative. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be it.
I think it was after TNA, right? Like, what did he
do? He was good in NXT for a while.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't terrible when he was the TNA World Champion.
No, he wasn't. Not at all. NXT was after that. He went back, and then they brought him up to the main roster, and he ended up just chasing the speed title for a while.
Well, I tell you who I love, and they had a really.
Oh my god! I forgot about that.
He was NWA
champ, I think, too. Sorry, HK.
No worries. I was gonna say,
He never won the title. He never won.
Okay. No.
I'm all in on Choppa City. Choppa City's fantastic.
I love Choppa City.
Love Choppa City, man. Every time they move around, just chop over here and a chop over there. The match with EC3, and that was what made me wonder, because his match with Bronson wasn't great, and then his match with Choppa City wasn't great. I was going, he had to fall off somewhere, because at one point EC3 was, you know, he's pretty good all around.
He beat Choppa City. How could he not be that good?
Oh,
he won a handicap match. He had to wrestle 3 times, HK. Come on.
I know he did. He did.
And I'll tell you what, Joel Gertner looks amazing. And this guy that he brought in, I forget his name.
Josh Bishop,
former, like, Juggalo champion. He came in with the old belt. Now we got a problem. What's Hocaine going to do? Well, what's Cocaine going to do? Now there's another champion? That's kind of like encroaching on his territory.
Josh Bishop was in MLW.
Like, yes, he was.
Like, he still is, I think.
Oh, is he?
Yes, yeah. He is. I love this.
All these promotions working together, NWA, JCW, now MLW. I don't know if you know, but Danny Moe's been fighting in the Lingerie Fighting League, too.
She does the slap thing, too, doesn't she?
Haley J does that. But Danny Moe's in that Lingerie Fighting thing, like the shoot fighting. They're all over the place, man. I love it. JCW people are getting booked everywhere.
I completely forgot EC3 went back to the WWE.
I mean, he was in NXT during like the boom period.
But you know what? I can't wait for Forbidden Door, and I'll tell you one reason why. You mentioned boom. I want to see AJ Big Boom wrestle again.
Fuck yeah. All in on AJ Big Boom.
I love that shit.
Is he on the show?
I hope he is. Well,
he's on like every pre-show. Yeah.
You guys don't consider that part of the show, but I do because it's.
I watch it for him.
Yeah. No, see, Danny Mo did Power Slap.
Yeah, MB bringing that to us. Thank you, MB.
Oh, son of a bitch. I had no idea. Danny Mo right there.
Yeah, didn't fucking Jim LFC do it too, right?
No, I don't think he did lingerie fighting.
No, he did Power Slap. And then after
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, go fuck yourself, Tony Khan.
He should have done lingerie fighting. That would have been great.
I hope somebody slaps his purple fucking hat off his head.
Fuck that guy. That would have been a pretty good.
Wait, who's this?
Jake Hager.
Jake Hager's awesome, dude. He's running ruckshot all over fucking Power Slap. Good for him.
Do you watch that?
I catch highlights. It's one of those things that, like, if I see it's on somewhere, I'll watch it.
I mean, that's really all you would have to watch is highlights, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's Jake like Hager's also he's got an advantage because he's left-handed. Not a lot of people realize that because most people are right-handed, so they slap to the left side of the face, but he's knocking fuckers out on the right side of their face, which they're not expecting, right?
Well, you think you do some scouting.
That's
but I mean, how do you prepare for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they get months in advance for power slap matches.
Yeah, and how do you know you're good at that? Like, how do you fucking practice?
I mean, you just got to, it's like in a boxing match, like, or like UFC, like you hit the guy on the button and you rattle his head and that's it. It's lights out.
Do you think
Floyd Mayweather practiced with his wife? I think
it's pretty much like if you can get the jaw shaken, you know, that's it. That then you rattle the head and it's over.
Do you think it is illegal in Power Slap to perhaps partake in a couple adult beverages before you go out there to maybe not feel it as much?
I don't know what their testing policy is. I really don't. That'd be interesting.
I don't know. I imagine if you're a little loopy, it'd be a disadvantage.
I don't know. Some people get that. Like, you ever see like those videos, like people, like the drunk guy gets like takes out like five cops and he walks through the taser like he's unstoppable because he's just fucked up. Like,
yeah, he's on PCP.
Yeah, oh, like, that's probably better.
Like the guy at the deathmatch show that nobody could seem to beat up.
Yes.
How come that guy's not booked yet? Seriously, he'd be like the most overheel in any company he goes to.
Which guy is this?
The guy that like Schlack and Mickey Knuckles and everybody punched the shit out of and couldn't take him off his feet. The reason why that fucking venue got shut down.
Oh yeah. Oh, the fan.
The guy that kind of sullied Cruel's reputation. I'm glad that JCW booked him, gave him another chance.
That guy.
I mean, formidable opponent for Caleb Conley. Let's be honest.
Is this the last of his fucking wild cards?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the last.
So now Caleb's got a title shot coming.
Mm-hmm. Against Cocaine?
Yes.
Or Josh Bishop. Who's the fucking champ?
No, it's got to be Cocaine. I think Josh Bishop might have to reestablish himself. Although he does have the belt. That's a good first step.
Do you like this version of Joe Gertner?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, he's angry. He's full of chicken wings and rage, and he brought back the neck brace.
Don't chicken wings usually make you happy, though?
Yeah, but he's winning championships all over the place just sucking down chicken wings.
I mean, it depends what kind of chicken wings.
I forgot about that.
What do you mean, what kind of chicken wings? Like, kind of wings are there? Like, are they like duck wings or goose wings?
No, if you like bite into one with some ghost peppers on it or some shit. That would
Joe
make
Gertner,
me rage.
Joe Gertner don't give a fuck. He's
no, I'm sure
he's
fine.
The honey badger of hot wings. He don't give a shit.
The hot wing honey badger. I like that.
I mean, he fits right in JCW. Seems like everybody's got a championship there, so why not?
That was hilarious. That was good work by him when he came out with the Buffalo Wild Wings fucking gimmick on his head. And he's traveling the state.
winning championships.
Yeah, good for him. I like Joel Gertner. Good to see him back in a wrestling promotion.
Joel's a good guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are we with the Jey Uso thing?
He's amazing. What are you talking about? I can't wait for him to challenge Cody after winning King of the Ring.
Do you think Cody walks out of SmackDown as the champion? You don't think Sami Zayn fucks him over?
No, I think Sami Zayn comes to his senses and he realizes that friendship is means more than championships. And yeah,
wow, he's in the wrong Fed for that. Friendship means more than AEW.
No, you can have friends in WWE. I mean, look at Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair. They hated each other. Now they're like BFFs.
They'll turn soon.
No, they're going to be friends forever, bro. Just like Zack Attack.
That's a match.
Somebody just needs to get in a car crash.
Why would you say that, Brenda?
Because that's how they got back together.
Friends.
Later got in a car crash, and they all became friends again.
They also got in trouble for drunk driving after that party that Tori was at with them.
That's right.
What was it, Lisa Turtle's father's car they wrecked?
Yeah, it was Lisa Turtle's dad's car. Yeah.
Mommy was watching some, like, fucking, like, Hollywood, like, they dove deep into Saved by the Bell and how, like, fucking Screech turned into, like, he was, like, the only member that was on every version of Saved by the Bell.
I watched that. That was on Netflix, I think.
I think it was on, or Max, maybe.
One of them.
Yeah. It was on when I was doing something. I watched it with her. It was pretty fucking wild.
Can we talk about the wild tournaments in AEW? Are we done with AEW?
Yeah, you don't want to talk about Jey Uso? It's Jey.
Oh, that's right. You, the wild man Jey Uso. We switched over to that.
Calling him the wild man Jey Uso?
There's too many tournaments. I'm getting confused.
Tournament time. Now, what's it? Oba and Javon?
Dominic. Yeah.
Oba and Dom tonight, and then Jey and Javon?
Oba says that he's going to be Dominic's daddy.
Would you disagree? It's hard to disagree.
Yeah.
So pretty much Oba Femi's got to win this tournament, right? Like, he's got to become the king. King Oba? Come on.
I was thinking about that recently where, you know, he still has Brock Lesnar to deal with. They're going to do the third match eventually. I'd love to
SummerSlam,
see.
SummerSlam, wasn't it? Did they announce it yet?
Well, but if you win King of the Ring, you get the title match at SummerSlam. I'd love to see if, what's his name? Have Brock interfere tonight, but, you know, give him a couple of F5s. Dom thinks he's got the win, and then Oba, you know, kicks out, kills him, and says, "I want Brock before my title match," or something like that.
I mean, they did. Roman did plant the seed after Mania, right?
That's
when they
right.
were chanting for Oba, and he was like, "I ain't going anywhere."
You got to strike with it. I think you got to strike with Oba.
Wait a second. Well, I mean, the. Would it mean more? So say Oba goes through, wins the King of the Ring, gets his shot at SummerSlam. He wants Roman. If he beats Brock and Roman in one night, does that actually do a shitload for him or no? You know what I mean? Like, can there be more somewhere else? Could somebody else benefit more than Oba? Like, if Oba says, "I'm going to take on Brock night one, I'm taking on Roman night two, I'm beating both of them." Like, because we all already think Oba's up here, right? He's already kind of there. So how much more do you need to put on him to shoot him to the stratosphere?
You know I mean? Go ahead.
I was going to say, so like in that situation, does that do more for him than say like a Dom winning King of the Ring? And Dom have, you know what I mean? Like, Where is that? Because I think if you put Oba and Brock night one, Oba and Roman night two, I mean, that puts Oba in, if he runs the table, he's in the stratosphere, right? But we already know that he's going there. So why does he need this? Is it something, you know what I mean? Like, is it better suited for somebody else?
Yeah, but who out of those four, I think Oba Roman at SummerSlam is that's big match. That's a big money match, right? Mm-hmm. That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's a huge opportunity for Oba, because you're looking at a calendar year. Don't forget, he did that Saturday night's main event match with Cody, where they did the fucking schmoz with Gunther. You have him beat Brock at Mania, right? And then the return match, which was pretty huge at Clash in Italy. Like, and now him and Roman, like, does he need it? Probably not. But, like, I think Brundo said it. Like, you got to strike while the iron is hot. I don't think Javon Evans is main event caliber. No, Jay, I don't know. I feel like we did the Jay thing already, and it just was outside of the intro or the entrance. Like, I don't know. There's nothing there. And I feel like Dom is more valuable in AAA. Now that that El Grande Americano story is over, like, he's the fucking shit villain now with the AAA mega championship, right? Like, we're going towards Triple Mania in September. Like, somebody's got to take the belt off of him, right?
Maybe. I mean, does he take that King, you know, King of the Ring to AAA with him?
Then he's the Ray, and he's the Ray.
Yeah.
Ray of the Ring, huh?
Ooh. Yeah. Right. I don't know. I just don't know if I would love to see it if they went Brock night one, Roman night two, and Oba runs the table. If they go with Oba winning and he faces Brock night one, wins, and then loses night two with Roman, I don't think you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish with the tournament or with him. Now, you could still do more with Oba down the line, but that's where I'm saying, like, does Jay, I don't think Jay's not the answer in the situation. I don't think that. The fact that Javon's still in the tournament kind of blows me the fuck away. I don't think that he should be. You got Dom. So to me, it's Oba or Dom, really.
I don't mind.
We really need Oba Femi in the tournament, though?
No. No, we didn't.
See, that's the big problem to begin with. WWE has a habit of doing that these days. Look, Oba should win. I'd love it if Javon Evans won. Maybe give him a little bit of a boost, but I don't know.
I would like to see the finals be Oba and Javon, you know, kind of a finals for the future.
Oh, God, and Oba just tosses him around for fucking 20
minutes? Oh, that would be one. I've seen Oba and Javon Evans. It's fun.
Yeah, didn't they main event in NXT PLE?
I don't know if they main evented, but they definitely wrestled on one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jey Uso can win.
Well, it's just like a weird thing with the family, right? Like,
yeah.
Jacob wants Solo to come back home now. Like, that was on SmackDown, right? Where he's trying to get Solo to come back to the Bloodline. It's crazy that they're still doing this fucking Bloodline thing.
Yep.
You can pop life into it. Yeah. You can do it.
I love it, though. Imagine all the Samoans under one umbrella now.
It's a big fucking umbrella.
Fuck yeah, no, it is. Those are some good fucking Samoans.
Yeah, they cut some, so they got some room.
Yeah. JC Mateo, see you later.
he wasn't really Samoan. Yeah.
He kind of is. He does the tour of the islands.
Yeah, but he's your hula pineapple man. He's not.
You don't think they have pineapples in fucking Samoa or Tonga or any of those other islands?
And come from Sika seed or Alpha seed.
Doesn't matter. Jimmy Snuka wasn't from that seed, and, you know, he's an island guy.
I can get pineapples here.
Yeah, they come from there, dude.
Yeah, I know.
They ain't fucking growing them in Minneapolis, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, his are upside down also.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? You taking jabs?
Only if it's upside down.
Yeah, right?
I was like, oh, I'm going to look up when Oba Femi wrestled fucking Javon Evans. He wrestled a lot in 2024 and 2025. They did a fucking shitload of house shows. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were on the road a lot in NXT. Not in WWE as much, but every weekend.
So Stand and Deliver WrestleMania weekend in 2025. It was Javon, Oba, Trick Williams, and a triple threat match for the title.
Whoop that trick.
Whoop that trick. He's on the who's he wrestling? He's gonna be at the Night of Champions, right?
He wrestles the winner of, I believe, Carmelo and Ricky Saints have a match this weekend or this Friday, and the winner gets Trick.
They're just running back all the old NXT feuds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of meat on the bone with the Carmelo stuff.
Is there?
I mean, they have the whole history. Like, Carmelo was the guy in NXT, and then Trick kind of overshadowed him, and he took his position after Carmelo got called up.
So I don't watch, like, I don't catch SmackDown. I never catch SmackDown, but what I have caught in the past doesn't really feel like Carmelo's translated very well to the main roster and connected with that audience very well. And this is a while ago. Has he turned the corner on that? Is he now connecting? Is he translating better now?
I think so. He had the U.S. title run, and I think that worked out pretty well for him. Yeah, I think that kind of pushed him over the board a little bit there.
Double T is frozen in time and space.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Steve!
You look like you're about to insert that microphone right in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Well, see you later.
Did he leave on purpose?
I'm sure of it, yeah.
Interesting. Hey, let's look at the women's side of the king of the queen of the ring, I guess.
Yep. We got Charlotte, I believe, is one of them. She won on Friday.
Yep.
Who else? Liv.
And it's still kind of weird, right? That Liv is in this thing.
Yeah, yeah. She still hasn't defended that title since WrestleMania, too.
She can do anything she wants.
You know what? I'm not going to argue that. There. She's amazing. You know what? And Charlotte's on an awesome run here. Dare I say, I would not mind if Charlotte won the Queen of the Ring.
I'm not a Charlotte guy.
Time's your favorite.
No, but like the way things are going right now with her, like I've like really am enjoying the way her and Alexa like and moving on with Rhea Ripley and all that. Mm. I'm enjoying her work. I really am.
Really? See, I've just not been into her in a long time. A long time. She's got like she's gotten worse as time has progressed.
I think you're just hating, bro. I think you're just hating. Yeah, this whole thing with Alexa has breathed them into like new life, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Tony, your favorite Raquel Rodriguez is still involved.
She qualified, didn't she?
Yeah, her and Charlotte. Yeah, her and Io, Charlotte and Liv.
So Charlotte, I mean, maybe Io Sky's gonna win this thing. They got to give Io something to do, no?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think they're going to go Rodriguez and Liv? Although that's got possibilities. Maybe we finally get a breakup in the whatever they call themselves.
Judgment Day.
Yes.
Yeah. They've been teasing that for a while.
Maybe they do. Maybe Dom sides with Rodriguez. Maybe that's the split.
I feel like the story was Roxanne, yeah, with that.
So where's she? Maybe she turns on Liv and Raquel wins.
She's kind of sitting in the back. She's peppering the shit in there. Kind of a little Dick Dastardly action back there.
Yeah, she's side-eyeing everyone during every segment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Dastardly. I like that. Write that down, Brenda.
You got it.
So like a fucking Dick Tracy character, Dick Dastardly?
No, Dick Dastardly is from Wacky Races, man. Hanna-Barbera. Dick Dastardly and Muttley? The dog one.
Muttley.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Not so much up on my Dick Dastardly.
Man, you got to check that out. Wacky Races kicks ass.
Was that the one with the shark also?
The shark? No, they're racing cars.
There was a shark that raced too. I think it was a Hanna-Barbera. There was. They were a band.
I don't remember a shark, but yeah, it's a fun show.
What's it on?
You could probably just YouTube.
All right. Whatever the Hanna-Barbera thing is, probably too.
A lot of that used to be WB.
Yeah.
Is it on Tubi like the first three seasons of AEW Dynamite?
I don't know. I don't have Tubi.
I'll tell you this much, though. As an aside, I appreciate that AEW has like pretty much all of their back episodes available now, but they're not the greatest. Like last week's episode is nowhere to be found. Nowhere.
It's on HBO Max.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You got to go. So I had the same problem. It's under, you got to go to live sports replays.
See, but this is a problem. Like once it's done, like they should all be in the same spot. No, they should be. I would have watched it today. I actually wanted to tune in to see what was happening. There's tons of tournaments. I wanted to get some flavor. I got no flavor. I don't want to watch last 2 weeks ago show. You guys talked about that already. That's the one gripe that I have. Like, no, it should be easy enough to find. It's bad enough that both promotions, it's like, if you find it, great, but like, sometimes you got to dig for the WWE. Like, you have to go all the way down, go to the sports, go to this, go to that. Like, give me something up top. Give me that as an option, you know?
You think it would know your algorithm, right?
But, like, you would think, like, right up top, like, especially, like, ESPN or, like, you know, like, even Netflix. Like, boom, boom, boom. Like, you know, it's, like, shows, movies, whatever. Bam, put that logo up there. Why not?
It doesn't come quick if you just hit it in the search bar?
No, but why should I have to do that? Like, Peacock, you didn't. Peacock, you went down the menu. WWE was right there, right up front.
Yep.
I'm with you. I've always used the search.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I hit the search. I just wanted to jump back to you asked about a shark. I see no shark on the Wacky Races roster, but I do want to make mention of this because any of you guys ever watch Wacky Races or no?
Yes.
No. Okay. Probably. Penelope Pit Stop?
Yeah.
Do you know what her car was called?
I don't
know. The Nasty Boy?
The Compact Pussycat.
Sounds so not appropriate for a children's cartoon show.
No shark, but Penelope Pitstop did drive the Compact Pussycat.
Yeah, but really, like, nothing from the 80s and 90s was appropriate for us.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that was 60s or 70s.
Yeah, but they replayed it all the fucking time, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was on TV. I don't think that was the 70s, was it?
I think so.
Wacky Racers was probably the 70s, yeah.
1968, good Lord, I'm not that old.
Nailed it.
Jesus Christmas.
Pussycat.
It's only had one season.
Yeah, but there were probably 90 episodes in the season.
Nope.
Yeah.
17.
No way.
Yep.
Did they do a reboot?
Nope.
Wow. Why do I have a lot of those
17.
Yeah.
Well, because all those characters ended up on like all the other Hanna-Barbera like cartoons at some point, I'm sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm sure Harvey Birdman defended him on an episode or something.
Yeah, I don't know, Tony. My shit's like, I watch like the last like 20 minutes of Raw sometimes, and it's always at the top of my Netflix queue when I sign into it.
Yeah, you know why? Because you've watched it. It says continue watching, and it even says like new episode or live.
Not for you though.
No, it does, but I'm saying like you got to get first open that door to figure out where it is. But AEW, like, you open the door, that son of a bitch just swings back until next time, and then you got to go looking for it again. It
shouldn't be that difficult to find.
But that's what killed me, right? So, like, it even said, like, oh, continue watching. So it's easy. You click the continue watching, and then you could find whatever you want, but except for that last, like, most recent episode.
It sounds like they're giving you the forbidden door.
I don't know, man. It's a bummer.
I know what you're saying though, Tony, because I had that. Remember, I had that happened to me before when I asked you guys, like, why didn't they have HBO or they didn't have Dynamite up on HBO? It was like, no, it was up, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
I've had it happen. I know what you're saying.
I feel your pain.
I had the same way. I had someone reach out to me and tell me where I could find it.
Yeah, and listen, we got TBS tournaments, we got Owen Hart tournaments, like
a lot.
How am I supposed to know? Like Maya Angelou's in the tournament now. I wouldn't have known that.
How you know?
Brundo's notes. I could have watched it and saw for myself.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
I know what. I don't know, man. Like,
isn't she wrestling Athena next? Like two big powerhouses.
Yeah. They're not powerhouses.
They're not big either.
Maya, look. I am so sorry for Maya World and everything that she's gone through. It's an unfortunate situation.
Wait, what happened to her?
Her brother passed away.
Like recently?
Yes. Yeah, like in the last like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So she's got to win the tournament now, right?
No.
I don't think she's going.
Athena is the Ring of Honor world champion. Not like that fucking means anything.
No, it means a lot. I mean, she's been champion for a long time. And then it's some fresh blood in there.
this motherfucker is gonna needle me forever. I know what you're doing, you fuck.
No, fucking Maya Angelou's got to win this thing.
Not Maya Angelou or Maya Angelou.
I mean, look, Royce Keyes, his brother died, and they made him a six-man champion and put him in the ops. They got to do the right thing here.
Yeah, she wasn't even supposed to be in the tournament.
If I've learned anything about Tony Khan, he always does the right thing. Always. He may have smoked all the fucking Big Swole's weed, but by God, if something happened in your life, he's gonna make it right. But the Young Bucks were out of money, out of time, out of luck, and he gave them an opportunity to win $1 billion in a fucking tag match.
You know what, Tony? I'm gonna call foul on this because Brody King, right? His friend that was the lead singer of that hardcore band died like a month and a half ago.
That's not his brother, though. Like, I get it.
He lost to Swerve, though. He just lost to Swerve in the tournament.
Swerve had a needle stuck in his face. You got to make the guy, like, whole again. Not by putting more holes in him. You know what I mean? Poor Brody King. Don't worry. There'll be a tag title match for Brody King once Dobby gets back together with him.
I got a question for Brundlefly, maybe, because these just kind of started to disappear. How come we don't have any more $100,000 challenge matches? $300,000.
I know why. Because everybody's got enough money now; they don't need to do that anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, makes sense.
I assume it's because they're having too many tournament matches to do that. I feel like they did one somewhat recently on Collision. Throw away like Rascals and Top Flight match.
Hey, you know what would make this whole thing better? If MJF and Mark Briscoe had tournaments to decide who's going to be on their teams.
Separate tournaments.
Dude, look, make it like a Roddy Piper situation where he just brings out like 20 people in boxing gloves and they just punch the shit out of each other for 10 minutes.
It would work for Mark Briscoe. MJF kind of already gave the money to Don Callis. I think his team's good.
Oh, wait. So he's going to bring in Don Callis' guys?
Yeah, on
Is he joining the Don Callis family?
No, he just showed up to Don Callis with a briefcase full of money. It was like, I could use a couple of your guys.
Now, you see, you know, I know you guys have been negative
everywhere.
You guys have been negative about the Don Callis family, but if MJF, your world champion, has enough faith in them that he's going to give them maybe $100,000 to back him up, I got to say, he's making the right call.
I'm with you there.
No. Right?
No. No, because you're biting the hand that feeds you, right? You're going to go. Who's in the Don Callis family that has a problem with MJF? Andrade. Don Callis is going to put Andrade in the situation. At some point, Andrade is going to be like, fuck
Don
MJF.
Callis, didn't you have Takeshita and what's his nuts? They couldn't stand each other.
Right. Now they're on the outs. You think replacing Takeshita with Kevin Knight is an upgrade? I don't think so.
Isn't he the TNT champion?
Who? He is.
Kevin Knight.
That's not an upgrade, though.
Oh, Takeshita stop.
Takeshita has two belts, though.
Two belts, Takeshita.
Yeah.
What does Takeshita have?
He's the international champ, and he's the New Japan TV champion.
Can he win the other belt to become the crown champion again, the unified champion?
I'm going to say
a couple of months. Yes.
Oh, I hope so. Bring it back, baby.
That's when you're bringing back the money matches, Tony, after tournament. It's like think of it like the food truck business, right? The winter is quiet, so that's when we have to have these $1 million matches. Summer, though, tournaments for everybody. So
yeah, fuck yeah.
September, October, we're bringing back the $100,000 matches. Just in time for the holidays. You got to buy your family gifts, no?
No.
Yeah. And then right after that leads into the Continental Classic, and we're back to tournaments.
I do hate to make this about us, but like HK, you got to come correct for Christmas this year. Don't worry,
I got you. I got you.
You sent Brenda a fucking measuring tape and Tony underwear with your face on it.
No, that's not true at all. Brundlefly sent the underwear.
Yeah, oh,
HK sent me the handicap shirt.
The handicap shirt I thought was fucking genius.
And you still haven't wore the underwear.
The measuring stick that was more of a selfish gift.
I thought Molly wore the underwear. No,
Molly did wear the underwear.
There you go.
Yeah. The underwear weren't for Molly. The underwear were for you.
Sorry, my face is
he
on.
He wanted to stick it in Tony's face.
Yeah. We enjoy Tony in this household,
though. You know what I enjoy? Persephone is moving on in the fucking women's tournament. And Hikaru Shida is moving on, too. Good for them. Yeah,
isn't she in the survival of the fucking
yes.
fittest?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a survivor, bro. She bulked up. She's surviving now.
She fucking ate everything that I lost when I lost my teeth.
That's all right. She's building up, man.
I don't like her. I don't like her.
Why? Because she's Asian?
Oh, you know I like
her. Yeah, that double T doesn't like her because she's Asian.
My wife is Asian. You know I got a thing for the Asians.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's a talented wrestler. She packed on a couple extra pounds. She got a little more power behind them kicks and them punches.
I don't know. She doesn't do it for me.
So she's wrestling Persephone next, or are there more people qualified?
No, they're in the Survival of the Fittest.
So what does that mean? Explain that, Brundo.
So Survival of the Fittest is a six-person match, and it's elimination, so only one person will move on.
Wait, I don't get it, though. Six-person match.
So these are all qualifying matches to the six-way match.
Oh, and then the six-way is elimination?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I like the elimination style of stuff.
Yeah, this was an old Ring of Honor thing that they did for many years.
By the way, local Asian Kyle chiming in saying, big fan of Hikaru Shida.
Local Asian Kyle.
He is. I mean, he's Asian, right?
He's Asian, yeah.
And he's local. He's in the chat.
Local Asian Kyle. No longer hand job.
No, we got to be respectful.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You know, there's too many tournaments to be given hand jobs. We got to focus.
Well, hand job tournament.
They announced that Thekla's going to wrestle that Starlight Kid from Stardom.
Yeah, they got a history there.
Who's Starlight Kid?
Somebody from Stardom.
Oh.
A local agent.
Is that a dude, Starlight Kid?
No, that's a chick.
Oh. No, I don't know. Starlight just sounds like a dude's name. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's 2026. Anybody could have any name, right?
Starman could be a woman.
How's Starlight Kid? Is she a good
She
talent?
Wears a mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe she's cocaine. Maybe she's doing double duty.
No. She's 24 years old.
Okay, that's a good thing. She's young. She's going to learn more.
And you're gonna teach her, huh, Tony?
No. She's in good company. She's working Stardom. That's a great place to learn her craft.
She's a two-time artist of the Stardom champion.
Oh, she's already winning championships, man.
She's the inaugural future of Stardom champion. She's the goddess of Stardom champion. I know none of whatever. She's a high speed champion, Tony.
Not just also, speed.
And they're wrestling at Forbidden Door, huh?
Yeah, New Blood Tag Team Champion.
Good Wonder for her.
I don't know what any of this shit is.
That means that she's a champion, bro. That's all you need to know.
What is this girl's name? Starboy Tony?
Starlight Kid.
Oh,
Starboy Tony. Come on now. Come on, dude.
She had the best Blue Star matches of 2024.
That means she's an up and comer. She's on her way.
I don't know. I don't know. I
she's
feel like
blue and she's going to beat Thekla and she's going to be the champ.
No, she's not going to beat Thekla.
I think
4-11, 110.
Yeah, she's a machine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Tony, I think you would like Hazuki. She's going to wrestle.
Wait, who? Kazuki?
Hazuki.
Yeah, the great Kazuki.
God bless you.
Oh, she's 28, so she's got a little more season.
Hazuki, yeah, she's gonna wrestle Money on Dynamite in the tournament.
I'm so glad Money's back.
No, you're not.
No, I really am.
Oh, I am.
Is she still trying to find herself because she lost all her titles?
No, she found the Owen title.
We talked about her last week. It's not a real title,
dude. Is it a belt?
It's a belt.
It's a real belt.
I got a belt in my fucking closet. Does that make me the champion?
Yes. What belt is it?
The one that keeps my fucking shorts on.
All right. Well, now you're just bemoaning and belittling a champion. Come on now.
I got the Bret Hart title behind me that you gave me. I got the title my wife gave me on my wedding.
That's right. You're the wedding Bret champion. You should get the fucking the unified title from AEW.
wedding bread champion.
Yeah. You never saw my wedding championship belt?
I did not.
It's just a big gold belt, and they put like
it says my champion or something like that.
Yeah, and it's got all like the important dates of our relationship.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's cool. Sweet.
I hope you never lose that belt, buddy.
Thank you.
Somebody might have to challenge you for that belt at the next barbecue.
No.
No.
Brundo's going to bring his fucking Shining Wizards championship.
I'll tell you what, Tony. Someone did send me a video and said this.
Oh, he's got it.
This seems like something Tony would do at the barbecue. You essentially, two people lay under the cornhole boards and they position their crotches where the holes are.
Oh, yeah. I've played that.
I've seen that. That's hilarious.
Come on. Yep. I'm talking about wrestling here, and you're talking about teabagging through fucking cornholes.
Not teabagging. Someone's
teabagging, dropping their junk through a fucking hole.
No. You're laying under the board.
Yeah.
And if someone gets a hole in one, it smashes you in your nards.
Yeah.
What if you have a boner, though? That would defeat the purpose.
Then it's not going in.
Then it's like that whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Boner. Then you change it to change it to horseshoes.
Well, depending on who's playing, it might be washers.
I mean, Tony is the stick your face in the cold water champion from last year. He has to defend that.
Nobody's even gonna come close to my time from last year. Never gonna happen.
I'm gonna start practicing.
Never gonna happen.
Yeah. You're gonna need to, Tony.
I know, I got like fucking 1 second. It was fucking cold.
Brutal.
And I'll tell you this much, I could have gone much longer, but I figured 30 was a good time to tap out.
Your kid went a long time, too, last year, I remember.
Yeah, and then he yelled at me because he said I was encouraging him too much.
Tropical says he's never been that far gone, Double T, but there's always potential at the barbecue. I think he's signing up for a little...
He can't fit under the fucking cornhole board.
Also, I don't want to be in the same county when Tropical is that far gone.
You have to dig a trench in your front lawn for Al to get under that fucking board.
Like, what do you... That's like a bowl in a fucking china shop, right?
Al's probably a very huggy drunk.
Huggy drunk?
He probably is. He's probably like, HK, you're my little buddy, and I love you so much. It'd be like taking your hat off and kissing your head. Let's go for a walk, buddy. Never mind that treadmill, buddy.
Don't do it now. Tony's looking.
There it is.
Yeah, huggy. He said. Hey, we got a new Kamala.
Are you talking about Conan?
Ever.
Wow. That poor guy. He's like
find some fucking Conan music. Let me go meet to me.
You'd play it for 3 seconds and then HK would hit us with that's enough.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know where he was going.
That's enough. Now, I don't know. First of all, Vince Russo is the one that said this, right? So we gotta take you think it's a swerve? You think it's to get Conan into JCW?
Wait, so is this fake?
I don't know. It's Vince Russo.
Wait, Vince Russo is the only person that reported that Conan has no legs.
It was first reported on his podcast. I guess he like called him or something like that.
I see here Vince Russo and other wrestling insiders. Who's these other wrestling insiders?
Fucking Jonathan Coachman.
I thought he was supposed to be in JCW. Did they release him?
To release him from what?
No, he did. He did like the Coach's Corner segment like twice, and that was that.
It was shot on like his fucking cell phone. He wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Wrestling Observer even reported that WWE is paying for his medical bills. Oh, well, never mind. Russo said that.
Yeah, I feel like it would It would come out if he was full of shit.
But what does he have to rehab, though? His legs are gone. It's not like he's going to be on a treadmill, right?
Oh, no, you put on the fake, the prosthetics. You got to learn how to walk with them, right?
Well, he's 62 years old. I love me some Conan, but I don't, just kick back. Well, sit back and...
Now is a good time to try on that Max Moon costume?
Yeah, if it works.
Max
we'll fly everywhere.
Come on, we shouldn't be making fun of this. That's a tragedy.
No, we shouldn't.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible, HK.
Auto
lay down?
Auto leg.
But I feel like he, like the last like 10 years, every time you heard Conan in the news, it was because he wasn't in good health.
Oh, it was longer than that. Like, right, even
he had, like, diabetes, but he's like drinking sugar, like
just drinking sugar.
Yeah.
Because he had nobody there to tell him that's enough.
Oh, that's enough. I let him down. That's enough.
Even at the end of his TNA run, TNA run as a wrestler, like, part of the LAX run, like he had to get surgeries. I remember he got pissed at Dixie Carter because he got hurt and they didn't pay for anything.
He got pissed at Dixie Carter because he likes taffy. Get the fuck out of here.
Everybody's mad at Dixie Carter. You know she's not involved.
I'm not mad at Dixie Carter.
You know she's not involved in any of that dark side of the ring.
That's good. She shouldn't be.
No, I mean, it's from Jeff Jarrett's perspective. So,
didn't she love Jeff?
At one point, probably.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys a question, because I've been watching a lot of this 1984 WWF stuff, right? There's always that narrative that Hogan, right, was like the guy who never wanted to do the job or anything. How come no one ever talks about the fucking Fabulous Moolah? Because she seems like she was way more fucking egregious about not fucking doing the job. She didn't want to lose to anyone. Like, she is way more worse than fucking the Hulkster ever was.
Because the women were just an attraction, honestly, up until like 1984 when they started bringing in like Wendi Richter, Leilani Kai, and like actually started making a run of the thing. It's just like every once in a while you'd see Moolah wrestle. That's kind of the way it was.
It was like the midgets. They would stay there for a couple of weeks and then move on to the next territory.
Yeah, and HK, I can't remember his name. Who's the guy that was in charge of the women? He was married to Mildred Burke. That was
Billy White Wolf.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like his thing. They would just bring him in, and she kind of learned from the best and how to, like, run the women. So, like, that's – she was kind of a shitty promoter behind closed doors, but she – they were only booking the women as an attraction.
Well, and I think there would have been more outrage if more people gave a shit about it in the time.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like it, nobody did. And it took until what? Fucking 2018 for anybody to really give a shit about women's wrestling. So you'd go back and, not have the Mae Young Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah. And the people in the business, they probably like didn't really have much dealings with the women aside from the fact like, hey, there's a women's match on the show. Like the women didn't commingle with the men. Like Moolah made sure like she handled everything. So if there was a promoter that they had to talk to, it was Moolah that did all that. So women that were showing up for the shows, they had their own locker room. They were going to the matches. They weren't talking to the boys, and they were just going back, loading up, and going on to the next.
I think Lou Thesz says he didn't have title matches if a women were on the card at some point or another, in like the 40s and 50s. He wouldn't wrestle on a card with that.
That's kind of hurtful, but I understand it.
Yeah.
He wanted to keep the shows, the integrity of the shows. And that's how it was at the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
No, it is. It is.
And man, if you've never watched the fucking, when they bring Cyndi Lauper in, that whole, the shit with Captain Lou, she's fucking awesome.
She's over like Rover.
Oh my, and she's so fucking good. She's so fucking good. Man, what a fucking time.
It's a shame that there were so many miscommunication spots in that match with Leilani Kai at Mania. With it what? Was a good it was a good match. No, the title match where Wendy Richter won the title back at Mania, you know. But yeah, the whole storyline with Captain Lou being involved and David Wolf was there and like and it intertwined with everything because while that's going on, Captain Lou was also involved for a bit with the whole Piper and Orndorff story because Piper was the one that smashed the record over Albano's head.
Yeah, it was a it's a fucking it's really real fucking fun to watch.
It is. It was good times.
Me fucking Mean Gene. Nobody is better at fucking the interviews with fucking Mean Gene.
No, because Mean Gene would always point the guys in the right direction and then just sit back and let them roll. And he knows when to pepper in follow-ups and how to get them to say the shit they're supposed to get out. Nobody better at that.
When he's had enough, all right, he cuts them off. Get out of here. Get that. Get out of here. I see you were thinking, HK.
No, I was. I did want to mention. I know we were talking about 84 and made me think. You've been enjoying 84. I've been loving MLW. MLW. It is worth the time. Anybody out there that's thinking about maybe checking it out, I've not given up on JCW, but I'm definitely adding MLW to the mix. MLW used to be so much fun to sit back and watch, years ago. And I'm talking maybe what 7, 8 years ago, 9 years ago now, when MLW was really kind of cooking. It felt like with the DH and Teddy and those guys. Their presentation right now is fantastic. The production looks outstanding. They had another great show. With Kushida and Al Angels was a really fun, really well contested matchup. And then they had Big Money Bishop and Matt Justice, and it was watch that match. I'm just gonna say that watch that match because they went. It was a no holds barred Chicago street fight. They went everywhere, and there was one bump in it when I'm on the treadmill watching this shit, and I out loud yelled, "Oh fuck!" because I thought Justice was done. I thought it was over. He went to the balcony, and where Don Gatto's drinking his tequila, and he got up on the railing on the balcony and went to leap, and the railing of the balcony gave way.
Oh, I remember seeing clips of that when it happened. Yeah,
It was rough. And they continued on with the match. I would have said, no, we're done now. I would have said if I was the ref, but they continued on with the match. Fun. The only thing that I will say, I didn't watch the main event. I just fast forward to the finish on the main event because I hate Matt Riddle. Hate him. I won't watch him. I refuse to watch Matt Riddle. So I fast forward to the end and then saw like Hammerstone came out. Hammerstone's a player there. Obviously they got a good roster of talent and it's a fun, like easy. Well, like it to me, it's much more enjoyable than Raw was this week. It was much more enjoyable than JCW was. I didn't watch AEW this week, but like it was probably the most fun I had watching wrestling this week was watching MLW. So I encourage everybody to give it a shot.
I just want to ask, like, you do you not like Matt Riddle's work in the ring? Do you not like him as a person? Like,
yeah, it's a combination. It's a combination.
Really? Yeah. I enjoy his ring work.
I never liked his barefoot, no pads gimmick. And now he wears like these skimpy, tinier shorts now. Like he wants to be like an OnlyFans guy, which is fine if that's what you want to do, but go do that instead. Don't be wrestling. And then him as a person just comes across as so trash, and his character, I've never liked his character. His character does absolutely fucking nothing for me. So if you come across as being a trash human, I don't like your presentation and I don't like your character. I'm not willing to watch it. So yeah, it was fast forward. And he faced Karrion Kross, and I do like Karrion Kross. I think Karrion Kross is got all the check marks. So yeah, just went to the finish of that match. Karrion Kross won, and then Hammerstone came out. So, and I love Hammerstone. Like they have a good roster there. It's they're cooking an MLW, and I think I think it's something that people that enjoy it's only an hour watch, right? Yeah. You sit back, you enjoy the show, man. It's fun. It's a fun show.
And they're gonna roll out a new championship, right? The Southern Crown Championship.
Yep, that's they've been making reference to it. I don't think they've said they've given away like the how it's going about yet. if they did, I missed it. Don't say tournament, Tony. No tournament. No MLW tournament. Don't you do it.
So we're gonna have the Opera Cup plus this Southern tournament?
No.
My God.
But it is like the presentation looks so good.
We need to get tickets for this 17-hour taping in Philadelphia.
They just had one. We just missed it.
There's one in October, right?
Oh no, it's got to be in July, where it's fucking 10,000 degrees in the old Alhambra.
No, I really think they just announced something for October. Maybe.
I can't wait that long for another tournament.
You won't ask
tournament. I said a taping.
Well, I mean, they got to have a tournament for this new belt. They got to have a tournament for the Opera Cup. Like,
man, the fans are all over it too. The events that I've watched so far, the TV that I've watched so far, I say TV, but the YouTube show, like the fans are into it. Like they're doing such a good job, and that also helps with kind of the whole watching of it. I don't know. I'm an MLW guy.
They're gonna start airing MLW on New Japan World. Pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
Oh, the new title is gonna, the inaugural champion is set to be decided through a Bunkhouse Stampede match. So no tournament.
Oh, you're breaking Tony's heart.
I'm sorry, Tony. It's kind of like a tournament.
Even if it smells like a tournament, I'm down.
You could waft a little tournament in there.
Yeah, of course. Anything can be a tournament if you put your mind to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it. Every wrestling match is just the final of a tournament, isn't it?
You got a point there.
Right?
I never thought of it like that.
You'd have to beat anybody to get there, but it's kind of like the final match.
Yeah.
Every single match is part of just a gigantic tournament, but it's also a tournament in and of itself. How's that? That's some deep shit.
That is some deep shit.
You guys have had about an hour and 20 minutes to ponder my question from before. Do you know who the first speed champion was?
Mike Bailey.
Speed. Was it Javon Chad Evans. Gable?
No, it was not either of those guys.
El Grande Americano.
Wasn't Callisto? I feel like it was a luchador, though.
Oh, Fraxium. The Fraxium guy.
It was April of 2024. He no longer works in the WWE.
I said, was it Scripps or that Reggie? What the fuck?
No. I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Odyssey Jones.
No. Now, El Grande Americano was a speed champion in May of 2025.
Oh, but not for a year later. Somebody who's not there. Oh, probably one of the Chase brothers. Chase U.
No.
Oh,
because he's a fairly big name. I'm sure I'll get shit for this once we reveal who it is before we do homework.
Tommaso Ciampa.
No, that's a good guess, Mike. He was the man that beat the inaugural champion. So Andrade was the second speed champion. Also no longer company.
It wasn't, I was gonna say it's not Dragon Lee.
Dragon Lee third speed champion.
There's guesses in the chat. I don't know if you want to look at them.
Oh, I'm seeing them. We have a winner.
Oh, that bitch is Ryan Schlong.
It is. Yep. Pew pew.
Pew pew. Yahoo!
Became the first ever speed champion, beating Johnny Gargano in the tournament.
Who was the first ladies champ?
Mildred Burke.
It wasn't nice. Candace, I don't think. Maybe
Thea Hale.
Hold on.
Oh, Kylie Smiley.
Canton Zaro.
Oh, no, wait. Kylie Smiley was the Level Up champion, wasn't she? Whatever it was called.
Yeah, the Evolved champion or something like that.
No, what was the other one that they give out to the
LFG?
One? Yes.
Yeah.
LFG. Is that still a thing? That show's still on?
I think so.
Yes.
Double T, who we got?
I'm trying to find this. This is not easy. I don't know if they have
I know Candice was champ at one point.
Ren Sinclair ring a bell?
I think she's the current.
Candice LeRae.
Candice she was the original? LeRae?
Yep. She won the inaugural tournament August 23, 2024. Jesus. Oh, no, wait. That was when it was revealed. Wait, what's the date? October 9th, 2024. She beat Io Sky. Bro. Wow. Io Sky, Lyra Valkyria, Blair Davenport, Naomi, Electra Lopez, whoever that is, Kairi Sane, Candice LeRae, Piper Nevin. That's a hell of a fucking tournament bracket right there.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sol Ruka, former champion. Fallon yep. Henry, former champion.
And current intercontinental champion. I like that Ren Sinclair. She's pretty funny.
Yeah. She used to be Maddie Rankowski.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like Tatum Paxley.
Yes. She's coming to the main roster soon, I believe.
I like Thea Hale, too.
Yeah.
I like them all, HK.
What are they doing with her? Is she doing anything in NXT, Thea Hale?
Thea Hale, yeah. She's, I forget exactly what, like, something about she's a grown-ass woman. That's her intro, and it's, I don't know, it just doesn't. It's like she took like all the energy from when she was a Chase U, you know, psychopath, and now she's just a grown ass woman psychopath. No, I saw her not too long ago. I like her. I think she's a talented kid. She's got all the enthusiasm you could ever want. It's just finding the proper place for her because she's smaller than like fucking Alexa Bliss is. You know what I mean? Like, how do you got to build a little bit?
You think the ship has sailed after she accidentally beat Blake Monroe to win the title?
No, golly, no. You don't accidentally beat somebody either. Count three. Kick out. Don't kick out. I don't give a shit. Count three.
Yeah.
Speaking of counting three and kicking out, Brundo.
And tournaments.
And tournaments. And tournaments. Brundo assigned us some homework and took us back to the 2006 PWG Battle of Los Angeles Night 2.
Main event.
Main event, too. Jesus Christ. Necro Butcher and Super Dragon. Brundo, tell us why you chose this particular match for homework.
This is one of the matches I never saw, but I remember hearing great things about it. And it was two of the bigger names on the indies at the time. Guys with like actual like auras, not just like your generic indie guy number one and two. So I figured this could be either a shit show or this could be something fun. And I had fun watching it. So interested to see what your guys' views are.
I was not prepared for any psychology whatsoever in the match. I was pleasantly surprised that Super Dragon was going after Necro Butcher's hand. And I thought the commentary did a nice job of explaining why. They did not do a good job of putting their phone on silent in their house. And they pulled the commentary.
It was Excalibur and Bryce Rensburg.
Yes, and the Nubian Princess comment, that also caught me off guard.
Excalibur on PWG commentary could get him thrown off of AEW these days.
Oh, it's a constant. Every couple months, somebody in the wrestling community brings up his commentary about the things that he said back in the day.
I understand why he's with AEW now. Amazing job on commentary. I absolutely love the commentary.
No,
professional
you
sounding. They didn't talk over each other. They were watching the match the entire time. I loved it. Loved it.
I also don't. Isn't the idea of pro wrestling to make us believe they're really hitting them each other and to not have it hurt? The fucking stiff punches. I don't understand. I don't get it. Again, this was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe this was like the thing. I just was like, I don't know.
That's what these guys were known for. Like, Super Dragon was known for kicking the shit out of people and hitting hard, and Necro, same thing. So,
couldn't have two better guys beat the living shit out of each other than these two.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I love it though. The fucking chair shots. At one point, Super Dragon just hucks the chair across the ring, catches Necro in the back of the head. It was fucking beautiful.
That landed absolutely perfectly. He couldn't have thrown that any better too, because it was like just a regular chair shot, but it just, he threw it perfectly. Loved it.
They were trying to do whatever off the stage.
And oh, the backdrop, and he fucking jacked his asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what would you expect? Like, this is that kind of match. Like, that's what made it so good. Like, these guys were just fucking murdering each other, and
yeah,
you know, correct landings be damned.
As Jim Ross would call it, bowling shoe ugly.
No, I loved it. I loved it.
No, meaning, well, yeah, more of a slobber knocker, I guess.
I gotta ask you, Brenda Fly.
Yes.
Is this stuff that you like sit back and relax and watch? Like, is this like, does this bring you happiness, buddy?
This brought me absolute happiness this week.
It does.
You don't know, say I'm relaxed. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm relaxed watching this. I was. But
what
excited
about like your blood pressure and stuff, man? Don't you worry about your heart?
No.
Okay.
If it explodes watching a Super Dragon Necro Butcher, I'm good. I went out the way
that's
I want.
That's okay for you.
Fucking gotcha. Got massive diarrhea in front of his neighbor's house. You think he's worried about watching a wrestling
match? This is my neighbor. It was a couple of houses down.
Oh, practically your neighbor.
Come on now.
They know who you are when you go out for walks at night. Yep. There's that Brundo.
There it is.
Right here.
You can see his streak right down the sidewalk.
Spelled my name.
I just don't know, man. Like, this is not my type of shit, right? And I understand that. And I know the interworkings of it. I just, it's so hard for me to get into this. Like, it just, it really isn't. It's not like the over the top deathmatch stuff either. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of finds that it's extreme for sure, but it's not like a deathmatch thing.
Oh,
like,
definitely not a deathmatch.
No,
right.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like, sometimes like when you fucking assign this shit, I'm like, man, I got to talk to my buddy Brundlefly here about like, are you doing okay? Like,
I also think you need to, and I was not watching wrestling at this point. I don't think me or you, HK, can grasp how big Necro Butcher
Excalibur was on the show.
How big Necro Butcher was like during this time, like.
So I
fucking huge, like. And I don't get it. And I wasn't watching at the time. Like, there's Ring of Honor shows that are named like Night of the Butcher. Like, he was so important to the.
That was after Abdul the Butcher.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. That was his Abdul the Butcher's first and only Ring of Honor match, teaming with Homicide against the Carnage crew.
So I know that Butcher was a big deal, you know, during that time. And I know that, like, because I remember people going to Iowa and Indiana, like indie shows, and I believe that their selling point was, hey, Butcher's going to be there. Whether it was Abdullah or Necro, I guess at this point, I'm not sure. But
could have been both.
Could have been both. So yeah. I understand, like, he was a big deal. It's just, it's really hard for me to get into this type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard for me to get drawn into. I think part of it, too, is, like, when you get to these giant violent matches, it seems like it should be some type of blow off or some type of storyline. So was that a situation for this there, Brundlefly?
It was, you know, PWG Best of Los Angeles was kind of the premier tournament. Battle of Los Angeles. It was the premier tournament at that point. So it's two guys trying to win, or move on and win the big tournament of that year.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I don't know. I think when I was younger,
go ahead.
As I said, I think when I was younger, I was probably more apt to get into this type of match. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was more accepting of, like, okay, this is the kind of match I'm going to watch. And hell yeah, look at what's going on in the ring. But as I get older, I'm just like, God, why are you doing that? Like Double T said, it's not supposed to fucking, like, it's not even supposed to look like it looks like it hurts, but not hurt. Right.
Yeah. So this is just to, so we can understand what, like, this was the tournament in 2006. That's full of,
oh my god, the names on this
Chris Sabin, Colt Cabana, first round match, El Generico, Delirious, Steema, Matt Dog, Matt Cross, Kevin Steen, Matt Sydal, Dragon Kid, Quicksilver. I don't know Quicksilver is.
PWG.
Roderick Strong, Rocky Romero, Austin Aries, Disco Machine, Davey Richards, Ronin, Jack Evans, Claudio, Genki Horiguchi, Chris Hero, and then this match. Those are all your first round match. Oh, and Frankie Kazarian, Scorpio Sky. 2006, that's a fucking loaded fucking tournament.
And like a lot of the guys you mentioned were bit huge names in like SEMA and Dragon Kid and Genki. They were all huge names in Dragon Gate. So for them to come over was a big fucking deal. It wasn't like today where Japanese guys are on every card. Like you maybe got to see these guys once a year.
And this was also Super Dragon's return to PWG. He hadn't been there since May, I think.
Yeah, they said he was. I think he got injured on a Ring of Honor show earlier that year. Ring of Honor, and they mentioned it in commentary. These guys were teaming for CZW when they did the Ring of Honor invasion. And I think he got injured in one of those matches.
I mean, it was everything it was. You thought it was going to be. It was fucking long. Yeah. They could have chopped like 7 minutes off of it for me.
Yeah, when I saw that it was like 28 minutes long, the first thing I said was, motherfucking Brundlefly. I'm going to watch out another fucking a half hour slaughter fest. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Not me. It could have gone another 15 minutes as far as I'm concerned. I loved the shit out of this. I loved it.
Loved it.
Necro cell in the hand, then he fires up, and then all of a sudden his hand hurts him again because he was full of adrenaline, but then the adrenaline wore off, and he went back to selling again. And that finisher on the fucking chair, my God.
Ugh. Even when they try and Necro tries to do the Tiger Driver through the table and it just breaks.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that table stayed up as long as it did.
But you could tell right away when he goes for like the jerk for the lift and the whole thing just went down. And then he just takes a chunk of the table and hits him over the fucking back with it.
Wonderful.
Necro's a crazy motherfucker, but he does have a lot of wrestling smarts.
Yeah. He's legitimately like his IQ is huge. Yeah. He's like legitimately he's a Mensa member at this point.
I've never heard anybody put it that way. His IQ is huge.
I loved it. Two thumbs up right here.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought the there was fucking brutal chair shots. There was fucking psychology, which I was not expecting. And it held my attention. I was invested for 26 minutes or however long the fucking match was. You know, you got the sense of the feud with Super Dragon attacking before the bell rings, the hand, the brutality throughout the whole match. Like, the importance of Super Dragon advancing in this tournament. You know, I thought they put it over good on commentary. I give it 1.5 thumbs up. I can't put both up for
it. Yeah, I can't throw two at it. I certainly can. Out of the selections that Brundlefly has thrown us, I'll say this is definitely more palatable than some of the other ones, and I do appreciate that. I know it's not my style, right? It's not my style, but I can appreciate what was there. Was it Burning Hammer? Is that what they called it, the finish there?
The Psycho Driver. It was Psycho Driver. Sort of a Burning Hammer.
Right, right. That, yeah. I mean, that kind of caught me off guard through the chair there. I was so happy that it was over. I'm going to give it one thumb up just based on that.
Hey, no thumbs up, so I'll take it.
Yeah. Brundo, I'm assuming you got the two thumbs as well, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely two thumbs up. I love this match.
Fuck yeah, my man.
Oh, the other white guy.
Oh, like this.
Who's up?
HK is going to, I mean, he said last week he was going to offset this. He was extremely upset that we had to watch another Necro Butcher.
Here we go, pudding.
No, I'm not going to go pudding. Here's
a Petey Brown match, please.
No, I'm not going to go. Not going to go that route either. I got a question for why don't we go double T?
Oh boy,
do you want to go random? Nobody knows what the homework's going to be, or do you want to know what you're getting into?
What do you mean random?
Random poll?
or do you want to know what you're
going to randomly pull?
I'm going to say match X off of this, off of the vault, or we're going to know what you're going to get into.
You did that once, and we got a test match.
Sure, we actually got a really good test match. I think everybody loved that test match. Yeah.
We did. We
that
did,
was the lover or lever match, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go with what we know we're going to get ourselves into.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go with Royal
1977,
Rumble.
Bobby Backlund defends against Spiros Arion.
That's a good.
I would have gotten Bobby Duncan.
And we're going to go Cactus Jack.
Ooh, Cactus Jack.
Versus Triple H.
Oh, yeah. You're yelling at me for blood matches.
In a street. That, so.
This is the opposite? Really?
No, no, no. This is not the opposite. This is not the opposite. I was going to keep it going a little bit. Now, so, and this is a match kind of akin, but I remember the feud. I remember the storyline. I remember the brutality making sense. So I'm very interested to go back and see if it still does.
What year is this?
2000. Yeah.
I remember this is the match he said he wished he retired on, too.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, except for all the times he didn't retire, and now the fact that he wants to fucking have another match. Crazy fucking Mick Foley. Question. I know we're 2 weeks away from the 500th episode. Will we be
800th episode?
800, whatever.
Fuck, that's my gimmick. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm stroking out tonight, too. Will we be doing homework on the 500th episode? Because I think I'm up next for that one. 800th. Jesus, fucking jumping. Fucking.
Madman Mike Pondo?
Yeah.
Pondo?
Mondo?
Persephone.
Ring, 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 ring. Persephone.
So I guess we will do homework on the 500th episode.
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
do you think we're going to get like a that many AMA?
2 hours worth of questions? Golly, I hope so, but.
I think I'll get 2 hours worth of answers.
Oh, I could stretch an answer for 2 hours if we get one question if you want me to.
Easy peasy. The only
thing you could stretch.
For 2 hours? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Just wear that underwear, bro. Stretch it out.
Bro, that shit was way too tight. It didn't even fit the kid. The kid fucking tried it on. He's like, nope, not happening.
What is that? Like,
why are you putting a kid in underwear with my face on?
Maybe we had this conversation. That's like
to surprise you for the fucking barbecue in August.
Oh, all right. Except
that's like but he's gonna look like fucking Matt Riddle, according to you, Tony.
Teach my kid to fucking say bro and just wear slides everywhere.
Lego head Riddle.
That's a bold gift, Brundo. Underwear? You kind of have to guess everybody's size.
There was like, it stopped at XL, so.
Like, mine just went at the bottom of my underwear. Like, I'll never wear them. I'll donate them. I'll give them to a homeless guy.
Oh my God. Could you imagine that? Like 6 years from now, they wind up at like some fucking, in some porno movie. Like fucking Double T's face on somebody's crank.
It's not my face. It's Miko.
No, it's Miko Maestro.
He's in like the middle. He lives in the middle of the fucking ocean now.
No.
He moved again?
He messaged me. He left Chicago. He was back in Illinois and he moved back to Finland.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
What do you mean he messaged you? What is your relationship with Miko Maestro?
We chat periodically. He's like, hey, I'm back in Finland. I went to Menskun Pizza and had myself some dinner.
Fucking tuna pizza, gross.
Probably reindeer pizza, honestly.
Oh, it's even worse.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
It really does.
It's probably like venison pizza, which also sounds awesome.
And I would eat the shit out of tuna pizza, too.
I'd try it at least.
I would.
No. I'd rather eat a Mexican cheesecake.
Dude, I ate those alligator bites when I was in Florida. They were the grossest fucking thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, that's depressing.
I've had good alligator before. Yeah. Those things were fucking hard as shit.
I would like to go to a Rodizio and eat the exotic meats.
We could do that.
They used to have one They used to have one right around the block from me, basically.
The one in Newark used to have the exotic meats. They tore that building down now. That building's not even there anymore.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, they'll probably put up some condos and shit. It is what it is. Sweat.
Get the meat sweats.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bacon wrapped fucking sirloin. Delightful.
Yeah, that's good shit. Bacon wrapped turkey too is really good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Top sirloin when they just got that fucking end piece where it's all salted to shit and all the fat's juicing through it.
Oh.
Yes. Give me it's a shame fucking HD's a vegetarian.
I'm sure they could bring out some carrots on a fucking shish kebab.
You need the fucking rice and plantains.
Oh, and it's not even plantains, bro. They fucking fry bananas at Solar. That's I like bananas. Shit.
Yeah, and the French fries.
Yep.
I like bananas.
I know. We heard you the first time, buddy.
Do you like bananas?
You know, Savio Vega one time wished me a happy birthday.
Yeah, with a banana?
Yep.
Somebody had a banana.
Fuck yeah.
Me.
Don't worry, in a couple months, Al's banana will be sticking out of the bottom of a fucking cornhole.
Are you playing ring toss? Tony, you don't have to go into the city the next couple of days, do you?
For what?
For work? Don't you?
No. No.
Well, they got the stupid parade, and then they got the World Cup. How is it over there by you with the World Cup?
There was absolutely zero traffic over the weekend because nobody's allowed to drive anywhere. My wife actually took the day off of work tomorrow because there's another game. I bet you it was a waste of fucking time. I bet you there's no traffic whatsoever. None more than the usual anyway. And I think the game's at like 3 o'clock to begin with, so who gives a shit? I don't know. Fuck them.
I refuse to go anywhere near that.
I get to work from home, so none of that shit affects me anyway.
Ah, good for you.
Good for you.
That's right. Yeah, so good luck to all those people playing soccer and huzzah.
Huzzah! The kid I was working with today was watching the soccer game, and then it ended, and he was like, it's over. And I was like, what was the score? He's like, 0-0. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Well, because in the group rounds, they don't go past 90 minutes. There's no playoffs. Like, you take, I think it's 3 points for a win and one for a draw, and then the two best from each group go on to the knockout round. And then for the knockout round.
It's an AEW fucking tournament?
No, that's how it's always been. Like, this is long before Tony Khan's even walked the earth. Probably long before Shad Khan walked the earth. That's how long they've been doing this tournament.
The World Cup.
And it's every 4 years, so it's not even like it's like an every year thing, you know? But yeah, they do groups, and then they do knockouts from the best. The best from the groups move on.
Are you into it?
I watch it. I was watching a little bit.
You rooting for Spain?
Not really. Just root for whoever does well.
Right, they disappointed today. They're supposed to be like a fucking powerhouse, and they tied with like the fucking tiny ass country. What was it, Costa? Whatever.
Oh, Germany beat the shit out of Curacao. It was like 7-1. That was a good one.
And the U.S. won, right? 4-1.
USA. And I didn't see the whole card, but UFC 250 at the White House. I enjoyed that shit a lot. They were playing everybody's entrance, like the White House band was playing them. Somebody, Hokit, came out to Real American. Bro, it was the fucking White House band playing Real American. It was surreal. Everybody walked out from the White House to come to the fucking octagon. It was cool as shit.
Hokit is a fucking nutcase, man.
Oh, he's nuts. He's absolutely out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, his last fight too is just absolutely incredible. He's out there, man. He's fun to watch. But yeah, it was as a fight card, front
and
to back.
I only saw like three fights. I didn't even watch half the show, but what I saw, I really enjoyed.
Well, yeah, I watched the entire card this morning on the treadmill. It was fantastic.
Dana White said never again.
Mm-hmm.
Did he really?
Too much fucking money. That and the Sphere, he said.
The Sphere, I think, was the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, but the experience was unreal. Watching President Trump and Dana White walk out of the White House together. That was fucking awesome.
It's weird.
It was cool, and plus, like everybody that came out, they had like veterans with them, so like it was like honoring the country, and like it was cool. Like it was like they did a lot of cool shit for it, you know.
I can't tell you the last time I watched the UFC fight.
I can't tell you before this the last time I watched a UFC fight. This was awesome. I mean, I watched Carano and fucking Rousey. But that, that was in UFC.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, I blinked through that one.
17 seconds.
I watch most of them.
It was every second of it. It really was. And well, with I hope that,
this was worth every one of your seconds.
Of course it was.
No good. No, I was talking to the viewers.
I know. Listeners. That's what I'm saying.
People, yeah. Thank you to Anakin Murphy for joining us. No guests next week or the week after that. We got $7.99 next week and $800 after that. If you want to ask us anything, be sure to show up on June 29th, 7 o'clock. Jump in the chat. Leave us a question. Stay for the answer. It's going to be a celebration.
I like that.
As we celebrate 800 episodes. That's a fucking long time. Long time. Over on the Patreon, Tony dropped the post show, how we named the shows, like a couple weeks ago. The latest Rogue Indie Chronicles just dropped today. So there's tons of content on the Patreon. There's a free tier. I have been slacking on the Wizards Weekly. I apologize. Life is busy. It's no excuse. I should get it done. So I apologize to all you free patrons and the people who look forward to the Wizards Weekly. But yeah, check out the Patreon. And, you know, if you don't have the funds, I know money could be tight right now. YouTube.com/The Shining Wizards. Just hit that subscribe button. We're like fucking 4 subscribers away from 600.
Hey,
that's my goal. 600 is the goal. And then we'll see what the next goal is after that.
Come on, go to your wife's YouTube account. Hit that subscribe button. She won't even know. Yeah. She doesn't go on YouTube. Create a bunch of alternate accounts under your YouTube name and then just subscribe on all of them.
Yeah, if you have time, do it, I guess.
Who doesn't fucking have time to subscribe on YouTube? You're on YouTube anyway right now. You're on right now. If you're watching us live, go create another account. Subscribe to us. And fucking sneak over your family's house. Like, you're over there for like a barbecue. 4th of July is coming up. Get on fucking Uncle Billy's computer and just fucking subscribe to everything for him.
Hit the
fucking
YouTube
subscribe to Patreon, too. Get on his Patreon account. Go down for the fucking $50 tier. Tell Uncle Billy we love him. Uncle Bill don't know. He's probably like HK. Can't fucking unsubscribe for 3 years. We'll be good to go.
Good for us.
Yeah, fucking good for us, good for you, good for everybody.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe we'll have UFC at the barbecue this year. Call Tombstone Jesus. And with that, let's cue the end credits.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Why is there was an echo? That was weird. We'd like to thank those that support us at our Patreon. Executive producer Manny Cresso, producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Hummer, Heath Parker, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you and thank everyone that contributes to the Shining Wizards Patreon. Is there a Goodnight Diana thing, Tony, or...
Good night and happy birthday, Diana.
Oh, no, here it goes. Maybe. Nope, no.
Hi, everyone.
Happy birthday, Diana.